Welcome to the Mindful Method. I'm Manisha Dudley. When people ask me about my meditation practice, they usually want to know if practicing meditation and mindfulness helps alleviate stress and anxiety, and if it increases patience and calmness. The answer to this question is yes. Absolutely yes. Our desire for a less mentally taxing existence is truly palpable in today's world. In fact, I can't really remember a time when I haven't known many people who were expressing a desire for gaining a sense of calm. Of course, including myself. Creating a new reality, a more easeful and peaceful reality for ourselves is obtainable through practicing mindfulness meditation. I would say it's really the first noticeable benefit of meditation. And of course, there is so much more beyond stress reduction and tranquility. But in the beginning, with consistent practice, meditation will allow us to turn down the volume on the constant chatter that runs through our mind. And when the noise is reduced, we experience a novel type of quiet, a calming quiet that surprisingly exudes strength and confidence. And for me, these are the very attributes that I once constantly searched for amidst all the chatter. It's ultimately in the stillness and quietness that we can recognize the roots of our stress and anxiety. This recognition has a lot to do with our understanding of our relationship with the thought stream, with the noise. So today, I'll keep it simple. We will just turn down the noise. Go ahead and find your meditation seat. Sit tall and with composure. Take as much time as you need to find a position that allows you to remain comfortable and alert. When you are ready, draw your eyes closed. Begin to notice how the environment feels around you. Notice the temperature. Feel the air on your skin. Feel your body connecting with the chair, cushion, or floor. Notice if there are any sounds in your space today. Just notice and receive the environment as it is right now in this present moment. Now, draw your attention to your body. Begin to relax the features of your face, releasing tension from the brow, the eyes, the mouth, and jaw. Let the neck and shoulders be soft. Find ease in the upper arms, forearms, wrists, back of the hands, palms, and fingers. As best you can, feel lightness in your chest and upper back, your abdomen and lower back. Let this lightness move to your pelvis and hips, the tops of your thighs and shins. Let the lightness spread around the back of your lower body, spreading all the way down from the sacrum to the heels of your feet. Relax your feet, letting any tension release from the tops of the feet, the bottoms of the feet, and your toes. And now, begin to draw focus to your breath at one place in your body. It can be any part of the body where you can fully feel each inhale and each exhale you breathe. To help stay connected to the breath and settle into our practice today, let's count a few of these first breaths. Inhale, one. Exhale, one. Inhale, two. Exhale, two. Inhale, three. Exhale, three. Inhale, four. Exhale, four. Inhale, five. Exhale, five. Inhale, six. Exhale, six. Inhale, seven. Exhale, seven. Inhale, eight. Exhale, eight. Inhale, nine. Exhale, nine. Inhale, 10. Exhale, 10. And so on, counting if it feels right. Staying with the breath, notice any thought that might be arising. Note the quality and character of the thought. Note if it elicits any emotion. Just note and then let it go, coming back to the breath. Breathing in, breathing out. Breathing in. Breathing out. Breathing in. Breathing out. And so on and on. As you sit in stillness, attempting to quiet the mind, some of the thoughts that arise might be light and airy, even superficial. Very easy to let pass, almost becoming faint before you have a chance to consider them at all. And it's just as well, just as it is. Continue to sit in stillness, experiencing only this very moment. Simply breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out, and so on. There are also those thoughts that are more gripping for some reason. They play louder and are more effective at drawing our attention. Interestingly, these thoughts are not necessarily more important. They don't always have to do with the most urgent and compelling situations of our lives. They are just louder in the moment they arise. When you find that focus has been drawn away from the breath and that you're involved in thinking about something or another, don't fret. Simply reestablish your connection with the breath, maybe by counting the breath again. Inhale one, exhale one, inhale two, exhale two, inhale three, exhale three, inhale four, exhale four, inhale five, exhale five, and so on. Continue to sit in stillness, welcoming quietness, circling back to the breath over and over and over again, experiencing this very moment fully. As you remain with the breath, letting go of thoughts as best you can, allowing all the noise to diminish and reveal a new quiet, you'll find that you can be in a place where the frequency at which stress and anxiety and agitation exist does not broadcast clearly. Instead, there is a calming quiet. Welcome this quiet when it's available, even if it's only for a moment. Knowing that, with regular practice of mindfulness and meditation, these moments will become more and more available, not just during meditation, but in your daily life. These moments, these quiet moments, free you to realize that you embody strength and confidence. You can move through life from one moment to the next exactly as you are in present time, with grace, composure, and calm that comes from within. As you practice detaching from the thought stream, however appealingly loud it may be at times, and you experience instead a new quiet space, a space that is void of stress, anxiety, and agitation. Imagine that it might be possible to experience a space where there is complete silence. And from this silence may a new frequency emerge, a vibration, a hum, from which we may sense only truth. Thank you for listening, and I hope you'll tune in again.